Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, February 10th. It's National Umbrella Day, and it's time for the wise guys and girl coming to you from the Kmart restaurant, where the chef is getting quite creative and has prepared feet loaf for everyone today. Today, we are sponsored by Kmart's hardware department. If you're sick and tired of people soaking your floor with their wet umbrellas when they come over to visit, maybe it's time to make a stand. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Yes, indeedy. Wet and gray on National Umbrella Day. Currently 2 degrees, which is our high for the day, and it's looking like it's going to be wet and gray throughout the day and into tomorrow, but maybe we'll see some sunshine on Saturday. Over to you with the math, sir.
Well, I heard 2, and if you double that and add half of that, that's 5, and that must mean it's time for our top 5 of the week.
Well, yes, on National Umbrella Day, the top 5 shout out to, it is the top 5 rains in the world that we shout out to today. For you, Tamik, purple, men, money, in Spain, stays mainly on the plane, and of course, you know her, you love her, Principal Adams.
Yeah. Oh, bingo, shout out today.
That's for Lorraine Botnick.
I thought you were giving a shout out to Queen Elizabeth II for her 75 reign.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right, Mr. Homonyms.
And it in, of course.
Yes. I'm still confused about man reign. I don't know what that means.
No, it's raining. I thought it was men, not man.
There it is. Thank you, sir. Man's explaining it to all, especially BPJD.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm up for it. Well, we've got you covered on National Umbrella Day, a day that casts no shade on one of the world's most useful inventions. I was thinking of the guy who invented the Brella. That was its original name, but he hesitated, so now we have the Umbrella. But not only does the umbrella help keep us dry from the rain, but it protects us from the heat of the sun and is a fashion accessory for decorating afternoon cocktails. You know, brightly colored paper umbrellas make for a fun party favor, especially when visiting sunny locations. Remember that? Visiting sunny locations? Remember visiting any locations besides work? Brawley is a slang term for umbrella, often used in Britain, New Zealand, and Australia and South Africa. Bumbershot is another fanciful term for umbrella from the late 19th century. Doesn't really fit into anything. I just wanted to say bumbershoot. Not bumbershot. Bumbershoot. Bumbershoot. I know it makes much more sense now.
That's a plural. So it's when you're carrying several.
And if it was in the past, okay, we're not going to say that one. Why don't we go to Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I feel some Milli Vanilli coming on.
Oh, Blame It on the Rain. No, I never. I did not.
Well, neither did they.
Yo, there's like a, I think it's a, one of those tell-all documentaries about that. It is fascinating. Anywho, I was going to do Purple Rain, and you can still listen to it, because why not listen to Prince any day of the week, honestly. What a classic and amazing song, especially the fact that we're coming up to the Super Bowl. And in my opinion, the best Super Bowl performance of all time was Prince singing Purple Rain in the rain. It started raining as Purple Rain. It was like it was raining as he was singing Purple Rain. It was incredible. And there's like a little mini documentary on NFL Films that talks about how slick the stage was because they were using tile, and the fact that he's using live electric guitars the entire time they're performing in the rain. And they said at the end, when they unplugged everything, like the whole thing was dead. Every instrument, everything was dead. It could not be reused. So it was like a seriously crazy performance. But
wait, they have ever used umbrellas.
Oh, Paul. So I want to also highlight somebody that honestly I had never heard of, who passed away yesterday in the field of music. And her name is Betty Davis, otherwise known as Betty Secret Mabry. She was like a funk singer back in the 70s, was married to Miles Davis very briefly for a year, But she was credited with introducing Miles Davis to a famous guitar player. Think about it, Jimi Hendrix. Ooh. So she was an incredible musician, kind of one of those people that was ahead of her time, really bold and just unique in terms of her style. So again, never really had heard of her. And then yesterday, after hearing the news from some friends of mine that I guess were fans, I kind of listened quickly through some of her music and I said, okay, I get the impact that she had. Because any female musician after her that was kind of bold and outspoken and had like costuming and everything like that, I can see that they probably pulled it from her. So just so you can get an idea of who she was, there's a song that she sings called Dedicated to the Press. The first verse is, "Hey now, extra, extra, have you read about me? They say I'm vulgar, and some people do without me. Sorry, and some people can do without me. But all I can say is, it's such a shame. Why do they blame me for what I am?" So, interesting lyrics. But I would say that those definitely characterize the kind of person that she was and the kind of performer that she was. And to have influenced somebody like Miles Davis, a giant in music, at the age that she was when she met him, I think that speaks to her talent as well. So shout out to Betty Davis, otherwise known as Betty Mabry. And shout out to Prince and Purple Rain if you want to listen to it. Never a bad time to listen to that. So that's for today, guys.
A great double plug. Okay, Betty Davis added to our playlist. It'll be in the show notes as well. And that clears the way to Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech support, great prices. I've got to take my phone in to get checked because I asked my iPhone, said, "Surely I don't need my umbrella today." And Siri replied, "Yes, and don't call me Shirley." Turns out I had airplane mode on. All right, Venturo, what have you got today?
You know, It's Tech Thursday, and I'm focusing on the umbrella, guys. So the umbrella has certainly evolved, right? Any of you guys have the inverted umbrellas now? Have you seen those? Instead of closing down, it actually goes up, so the water doesn't. You can shake off the water easier. So that's a development with the umbrella. But I was doing some research, and I found that there are some umbrellas that have LED lighting on them. Have you guys seen any of those?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah. So, good if you're walking in the dark or it's raining and you want to make sure that you're visible to oncoming traffic, right? The other one that is very, very interesting, and this one is particularly for me, because I always tend to lose my umbrellas, right? Sometimes you leave them somewhere and you just totally forget about it. But guess what? Never lose your umbrella again. Because the umbrella has got even more sophisticated. You now have what we call the Keisha umbrella, right? And this one has a Bluetooth connected to it. It's known as a smart umbrella, right? You can even install the app for the umbrella on your iPhone or your Android. And that way you will never ever lose your umbrella again. All right? So go check out Future Shop. They have it stocked on all the shelves. It's going like crazy. So don't miss out. Go get your Keisha umbrella, guys. That's it.
I still think flat technology is far more efficient.
I can't figure out the inverted umbrella. Won't that just collect all the water?
Yeah. It's really heavy about an hour into the rain. Right?
No, when it closes, it doesn't close like the traditional umbrella. It closes in an inverted fashion. When you open it, it's normal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
But all that water draining through the LED, you get a bit of a shock.
You drop it, though.
But honestly, I love the app, though, because, you know, it just says, "Hey, dummy, you're soaking wet. It's too late to put up the umbrella, so don't bother."
You know what? I was actually doing some reading, right? And they're coming up with this umbrella that will tell you when it's going to rain before it does.
You can just get rid of the weatherman, then.
Why do we do stupid things?
I don't know. I read up the Kickstarter for it. They're actually collecting money for it, right? So
that's for me, bro.
Yeah, so that umbrella will tell you.
You know what else tells you? The sky tells you it's a thing.
Sometimes when you feel it, you can tell.
Mark tells you it's gonna rain. you can smell the water in the air. So many things.
And the best thing, Mark. Mark tells you when it's going to rain.
Mark tells you.
I won't even charge you for the service.
You can ask Siri, Alexa. Ask your dog. They won't want to go outside. They will tell you when it's going to rain.
Mark's Lord have mercy. Since Windows. All right, well, it's Thursday. Time for a Thursday's Thought.
I've always wondered about this whole thing about don't put up your umbrella inside. You know, like, when it's raining down inside, you got other problems to worry about than some superstition. I'm thinking first pipe, toilet overflowing, you know, like, do I really care at that point? I'm just going to do whatever I need to stop the flow.
Yeah. Hey, let's combine technologies. Maybe we get an inverted toilet.
Yeah, danger. That's got danger written all over it.
With LED.
And by the way, I don't want Siri involved with anything involved with my toiletry habits. Thank you very much. I don't need anybody to tell me when, where, or how.
Hey, Alexa, tell Siri to stop. All right, everybody. Well, we made it through another day. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.